You may be seated just for a few moments here while they finish getting lunch ready. A few final announcements and some closing thoughts here. First of all, thank you for being here. Thank you for being a part of our 14th conference as the conference ministry of this church. We also want to thank all who have supported this conference from Grace Covenant Church, from our registrar Kelly to our musicians to the kitchen crew, those that were helping with driving and transportation, all our sponsors. Let's give them a big round of applause and thank them. And audio, video, they always get forgotten, so thank you guys as well. We'll be having lunch in a few minutes, and it will be same place. Just go out these doors and out to the nice, cool tents, the tent area there. Please, just after, just be sure to throw away your trash, and we'll take care of the rest. We do have worship here at Grace Covenant Church tomorrow. We have a 9 a.m. Sunday school hour. So if you are still in town tomorrow, you're welcome to join us for that. And then our worship service is at 10:30. On your way out the door today, please remember to leave your badges, your lanyards. And also, I noticed there are still books in the book room. So please buy more books. And there's some free literature in the sponsor hall. Visit the sponsors that are still here and show them a little more love before you all head out. Wow, what a full 2.5 days we've enjoyed here at BTC 2022. If you remember, we began our time Thursday afternoon learning from Dr. Dolezal that we have much to learn still about God. And in fact, we will never achieve any sort of mastery in our understanding of who God is. How can the finite comprehend the infinite? We can't, as we've heard. As David said in Psalm 139, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. We cannot comprehend that which is incomprehensible, but we can apprehend, as we've heard. And that should encourage us. We can know him truly because he has condescended to us so that we might know him and be saved. We've learned also, as Dr. Barrett put it, that without the Trinity, there is no salvation. We worship one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Our redemption, our adoption is a work of the Trinity, singularly decreed in eternity by grace for us. And for this, we ought to give our triune God all our praise and our lifelong thanks and obedience. And again, as Dr. Sam Renahan helped us think about, we aren't coming to these truths that we've heard here as the first generation to newly discover them. If that were the case, we would have great cause for concern. Instead of these truths being novel or new, they're rooted in the pages of Scripture. They've been confessed by the church for centuries as a part of what's been called a great tradition of doctrine that's been handed down to us by generations that have gone before us. So it is to us then to be faithful stewards of what we've been given by God. Now, if you're like me and you're experiencing a mild headache after this conference, that's probably a natural response to our feeble attempts at grasping after an incomprehensible God. But we hope that this conference encourages you to keep on grasping. Keep seeking after a fuller, richer view of God so that you might experience a richer, fuller communion with him. In the welcome letter, we put a quote from Dr. Barcellus' book, "We are attempting to grasp what God has revealed to us, a great privilege, and creaturely theology's goal is communion with God through our Lord Jesus Christ and all its entailments." You know, I think there could be some who hear the talk today about theology proper and the doctrine of God, and perhaps they think that these conversations, these studies are merely intellectual pursuits, like academic hobbies for theological nerds and seminary students. That's actually one and the same, probably. theological nerds and seminary students. But I hope that we've all had a taste, even as lay people, even as the average church member, of these important truths, a taste of the reality that seeking to learn of God and to think God's thoughts after Him, it shouldn't be a cold, purely academic work of the head, but it should inflame our hearts to worship the God who's loved us enough to give us His only begotten Son and indwell us by His Spirit. Just as we sang the words here at this conference, Lord, with glowing heart I praise Thee for the bliss Thy love bestows, for the pardoning grace that saves me and the peace that from it flows. Help, O God, my weak endeavor, this dull soul to rapture raise. Thou must light the flame, or never can my love be warmed to praise. We are weak. We are in need of the help of God to even warm our hearts to praise Him. And one way He does this is by teaching us about who He is. So our prayer is that as we leave here today and return to our homes and home churches, that at least some of the truths taught here this week will stay with us. Namely, that our theological pursuits, which are both good and necessary for our sanctification, should ultimately lead us to doxology of our great, thrice holy, triune God, who is truly, as we confess, immutable, immense, eternal, incomprehensible, almighty, every way infinite, most holy, most wise, most free, most absolute, working all things according to the counsel of His own immutable and most righteous will for His own glory, most loving, gracious, merciful, long-suffering, abundant in goodness and truth, forgiving iniquity, transgression, and sin, the rewarder of them that diligently seek Him, and withal most just and terrible in His judgments, hating all sin, and who will by no means clear the guilty. This is the God who we worship. Thank you again for coming. May the Lord God bless you as you go from here and bring us together again in His perfect timing, either here or in the world to come, for from Him and to Him and through Him are all things. Amen. Now I'd ask Pastor John Jarizzo to come and close our time together. Oh yes, one more thing as he's coming up here. Don't forget about next year. Next year, you've seen in your conference guides, this isn't public outside of here until now, if anyone's live streaming still. Next year, the 15th Building Tomorrow's Church Conference will be here again at Grace Covenant Church, June 8th through 10th, 2023. Our theme will be the preeminence of Christ, and our keynote speaker so far is Dr. Liam Gallagher from 10th Presbyterian Church in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. You can register for that soon. If you're here at the conference, you can get extra early registration pricing on that by scanning the code in the book. We look forward to seeing you back here next June. Now, Pastor John, would you come and close our time in prayer?
Let's pray. Blessed be Your name, O Lord our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God in Trinity, in Trinity, in unity, who alone is infinite, eternal, and unchangeable in Your being, wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. We give praise and thanks to You for revealing Yourself to us in the pages of Scripture and also in the book of nature. We thank You, Lord, for the truths that we have been taught, the opportunity we have had these past few days to sit under the instruction of these men of God, for the sweet fellowship that we've been able to enjoy, for the opportunity, Lord, to be challenged, to be instructed, encouraged, edified. We praise You for Your common love to all creatures, all men. We praise You for the special love that You have shown toward Your elect. Help us to be imitators of God, doing good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. And now we ask that You would be pleased, Lord, to bless the meal that we are about to partake. May it strengthen us physically to serve you and to continue, Lord, to do kingdom work. We pray for travel mercies to all who will be driving or flying back home, that you will bring them back safely. We pray, Lord, for the churches represented here, that you will strengthen them, especially tomorrow on the Lord's Day, as men get into their pulpits once again to proclaim the glorious gospel of our Savior Jesus Christ. We ask, Lord, that these truths that we have learned will further encourage and challenge us to continue to grow, that we might grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in whose name we all pray. Amen. Now receive the Lord's benediction. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. You're dismissed.